The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The most unwanted gifts this Christmas were novelty items, kitchen utensils, and underwear. Very surprised by it. Charity shops put out a New Year plea for unwanted gifts. They don't want you to re-gift them or throw them in the bin. They want you to give them to charity. Henry McKean is here to tell us more. Happy New Year, Henry.
Happy New Year to you, Adrian. And yeah, underwear. I'm actually wearing the underwear that my wife gave me for Christmas. Right. That's probably an overshare. But lots of people are handing over clean underwear, I should say. Mm-hmm. And the charity shops are looking for clean stuff. So, you know, T-shirts with slogans on them, fancy dress has actually knocked soap off the top spot of the most unwanted Christmas gifts. And this is according to Oxfam. And Barnardo's, the children's charity, they're calling on all of us to donate any unwanted presents to any of their shops across the country. And they say all the donations will make an impact in the lives of the families Barnardo's work with. Also on this, sales shopping, anecdotally, we're noticing it's down this year. Maybe it's because people are broke. Maybe they're just not interested. And maybe because of Black Friday and online shopping. Have you picked up any bargains in the sales yourself?
No, I haven't got the money. I'm absolutely smashed.
You're smashed?
Yes.
So you haven't been out there
shopping? I work 4 days a week, 32 hours a week. I get up at 4:30 in the morning to go to work, right? While these people that are on social welfare payments are getting rises all the time, where their tax, everything is rising, you know? So we're actually paying for them to sit at home, you know, and it's not fair. You know?
Did you get any unwanted Christmas gifts?
No, I didn't get any gifts at all.
No one gave you a gift?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You know, they hadn't got the money either. You know, and they're all working as well. You know.
So everyone is still struggling in this.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah, of course they are. You know.
I wasn't looking for bargains. No, I'm not a salesperson.
I have a friend like that. He's not a salesperson. His attitude is, buy the jumper that you want, not the one in yellow that's in the sale, and you'll have it longer.
And I think that I do intend going to the sales, but I from experience, the occasional time I've been to the sales, the best comes at the end of the sales, because they know that they're going to get the crowds at the beginning. So the clever few, I think, wait. I worked with a man once who was an engineer, not short of money, and he always bought his winter jackets at the end of the sale in Malahide.
He would wait until the very end.
And he always reckoned he got a bargain.
And he was wealthy. He didn't even need to be at the sales.
No. But a lot of people go to sales they're not short of money. Who's short of money today, anyway? It's loads of it.
You're not bothering with the sales this year. How come?
Mainly because it's probably too crowded and too rushed, and I could just take my time. I prefer to take my time when I'm shopping.
What did you buy in the sales?
I bought a table and chairs in Bargaintown.
You went to Bargaintown. What did you pay for the table and chairs?
It was initially €369 because it was the last one on display. He gave me it for €320.
So you save €40. For the kitchen, the dining room?
Kitchen. Kitchen table, yeah.
And you're happy?
Very happy, yeah.
And do you like a bargain?
I do. I love a bargain, yeah.
It's all online, really, now, isn't it? Most people buy their goods online, so don't bother going to the shops.
Now, Henry, I actually think that it is Black Friday being so close to Christmas that has killed the New Year sales.
I think so, too. I know I read that piece in the Irish Times by Connor Pope and the City Centre on Stephen's Day on the 27th, very quiet.
Very, and laughable compared to what it used to be.
Absolutely. And even now, around Grafton Street, it's still quite quiet. The people out there are just revelers, really, getting a Friday night freezing cold pint on a freezing cold evening. But yeah, I mean, just chatting to people there in Kilbarrack Shopping Centre, they you know, a lot of them felt that they're broke, cost of living. Lots of them were actually in Madigan's Pub. You know, they're in there just for a pint. I popped in there too, and I was offered a free cup of tea, and the barman gave me a mini boost bar because he didn't have any chocolate behind the counter, and he refused to take any money. So I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Very good. Now, are people bringing unwanted gifts to charity shops?
They are. I mean, they are, and they do, but they want people to, you know, we've all got our houses or homes or flats, wherever we live. There's unwanted gifts there. We all have them. We all receive them. Bring them to your charity shop, and it will help them. Here is the manager of Barnardo's in Kilbarrack Shopping Centre in Barnardo's.
I'm Pauline. I'm the manager of Barnardo's in Kilbarrack.
at the moment people are coming in, unwanted Christmas gifts are slowly coming in. What are people dropping off? And I've also noticed you've got lots of new products. You've got some Converse shoes there for kids, brand new. I think you want €6 for them. You also have some pajamas with hamburgers and chips on them, also nearly new. A real mixture of stuff. What are people bringing in?
People are bringing in, they're bringing in everything. Like, they could be bringing in actually gift sets of creams or perfumes, some jewellery, bringing in clothes, new clothes that they haven't worn, new shoes, second-hand clothes.
Does it bring new business? I mean, does it, if there's new products, does it help?
It does. It's great. It's actually great. Like, you can actually see, like, you know, the more that actually comes in, the profit in the shop actually goes up.
So it does help.
So it does, yeah. It makes a big, big difference.
So all those unwanted gifts, you're saying don't leave them in the house.
Don't leave them lying. Don't leave them lying there. Put them to good use. Like, Bernardo's do great work for disadvantaged children, and the money that's raised from it goes a long way.
It's interesting that the charities like Bernardo's, it's one of the first times I ever remember them actually appealing to people to give the unwanted gifts to them.
Yeah, no, and it's fantastic. And that list, again, the top unwanted list is novelty items, kitchen utensils, underwear, home furnishings, toiletries, slippers, sleepwear, bags, clothing accessories, food. And we've all received unwanted gifts. And I know I received one. It was actually, which we explain a little bit later on, I received quite a lot of them and some really, really silly stuff. Only Fools and Horses, a DVD. Stuff, you know, like I just, and don't get me wrong, I do like Only Fools and Horses. But
who does DVDs in 2025?
Yeah, well, I think we would have to find the DVD player in the attic. I admit we don't use them anymore. But yeah, I did get to meet various people, including a lady who was window shopping, and Nolene, and she actually met you some years back. So you've popped in here to Bernardo's. What are you looking for?
Just basically looking for a bargain.
You know? Looking for a bargain.
Looking for a bargain, and that, you know, after Christmas, people don't have that much money.
Does it surprise you, in the city centre, in the capital, the sales haven't been as popular as recent years? Is it because of Black Friday, or, as you said, people just don't have much money in their pocket?
Generally, I don't think people have much money after Christmas, especially if you have big families.
So all the money is gone until the end of the month anyway?
That's it, really, yeah.
And are you working yourself?
I'm not, no.
So you're looking for a bargain. You need to find a bargain.
Yeah.
And so many people are bringing in unwanted Christmas gifts, so you're getting brand new items for a fraction of the cost, and you're supporting charity.
Yeah, well, you're supporting charity. I do agree with that now. But, like, you do get value for money sometimes in these shops, but as I say, some of them can be overpriced sometimes. You know, depends where you go and what charity shops you go to.
So are you window shopping now, or you are looking for something?
No, I was just looking for something, basically. I wasn't really looking for anything in particular. It's just that I'm past, and I just thought I'd drop in.
Nolene, I understand at one point you were Ireland's biggest telly addict and you had your TV taken away by Adrian Kennedy. Did he come and take it himself from you?
He did, yeah. At the time, him and Jeremy, the two of them, yeah, came to take it away, yeah.
And did you manage to live without it?
Not really, no, but kids were worse. They were absolutely worse. Like, I was looking for things to do and bring them here and there, but they were asking, when is the TV coming back? When we want the TV back?
Well, here's a book. It's about Coronation Street, Snow on the Cobbles.
Yeah.
Do you want to buy that one? I'm not sure the price. Would you be interested in Corrie?
Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah, I do be interested in Coronation Street, yeah. Yeah, I might have a look through that, yeah. Yeah, I'd be interested.
And by the way, Henry, that was many, many years ago, long before iPads or the internet was even a thing, when telly was the only form of entertainment you could have.
So, Adrian, you were out there. You were out there in Kilbarrack stealing, robbing TVs.
We took her television. It was a competition we ran to find the biggest telly addict and that lady there, we came out and we physically took her telly. By the end of the week, she was nearly crying.
And so you did give it back?
We did eventually.
Oh, wow.
Back, yeah.
Oh, geez. I mean, what an original idea. The poor lady. And there she is. And now looking for a bargain. And she's got her TV back, which is great.
Finally, Henry, did you mentioned about getting a few unwanted gifts.
Yeah. That was some shocking stuff.
Did you bring any with you to Barnardo's?
I've already taken them, not to Barnardo's. My local charity shop is actually Vincent's. I took them to Vincent's up the road and James Blunt CD. And I just want to, I have all the respect in the world for James Blunt and people who like James Blunt. And he's very, very funny on Twitter. And that hit, You're Beautiful, which I won't sing. It wouldn't be fair on listeners. But, you know, that was a very unwanted gift I received. and it wasn't even an original 20th anniversary edition. It was just, I think he, without naming the person, bought it in a charity shop, which is good because it's doing the full circle now because it's back in a charity shop. And I am grateful. I'm very grateful if anyone wants to give me a gift. But, you know,
it some of them are just could end up in Vincent's or Bernardo's.
And it might end up in a charity shop. Anyway, here is the manager from Bernardo's.
Hi, Henry. I'm delighted to meet you. My name's Bernadette and I'm a retail manager with Bernardo's.
So, Bernadette Harrington, for you, what are people bringing in? And we all get unwanted Christmas gifts. For example, I received a Blu-ray DVD. I had to look up what a Blu-ray was. It turns out it's a special type of DVD player. So the DVD ended up in Vincent's. It's already up in one of the Vincent shops. These unwanted gifts can really help, can't they?
Absolutely. And this time of year in particular, I guess people are receiving things that they think twice, oh, really, is that for me? Like you and your Blu-ray. And, you know, sometimes you tell somebody you'd really love a book and you end up getting three copies of the same book. So we'd be delighted to get any of those. We get anything and everything, really. Clothing, that knitted jumper that your auntie makes and that really wish you never had. So we love to get those.
And the shop is buzzing. There's people coming in looking for a bargain, dropping stuff off. And I notice you've got some brand new items in here too. So those unwanted gifts can raise quite a lot of money for charity and find a new home.
Absolutely. Everything that anybody donates to us here, all the profits go directly to the work of Bernardo's with 26,000 children and families across Ireland. So if you decide it's not for you, there's always going to be somebody that would love it, and you're helping the work of the charity as well.
Here in the shop, you've got some brand new products. You have some Bose floor stands for speakers. You've also got some mobile phone covers, all obviously a fraction of what they'd cost new. And you do get some new stuff in.
Yeah, absolutely. As we said, say at Christmas, lots of people getting things that really aren't for them. But throughout the year, we'd get brand new product as well. And then one of the things that Bernardo's do is they approach different companies to donate brand new product. So you'll get well-known names that you'd recognise in our shops that are brand new at a fraction of the price.
Henry, I've a pair of pyjamas that I was given at Christmas,
yes.
The Christmas pyjamas. I was going to bring them in for you today. Would you have taken them?
No. I would. Why wouldn't I have taken them straight to the charity shop? I'm not into Christmas pyjamas.
Very good. And we're asking all of you to do the same if you have any goods that are presents that you don't want. Henry, as always, thanks very much indeed. Henry McKean on Charity Shops, crying out for unwanted Christmas gifts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.